Welcome to Gawler Library News, or Shelf Talk. I'm here with Melinda Kennedy, who is the...
I'm Digital Literacy Officer for the Gawler Libraries.
Yeah, thank you, Melinda. And Melinda's here to talk about what's going to be on in Gawler Libraries this spring in 2025. So welcome, Melinda.
Thank you very much, Jeanette. It's great to be here. Yes, we're hitting spring already, which seems way too fast. But thankfully, the weather's going to start clearing up and we're going to have some nice days ahead. Also, we've got quite a lot of stuff happening for the library for spring, one of which is our library service will be turning 40. So if you pick up a copy of Shelf Talk at both of our libraries at the moment, there's a little explanation in that, given that the building is a lot older than 40.
Yes.
But it explains how we as a public library have been around for 40 years.
Because prior to that, it was a subscription library.
Correct, yeah. So there's a week in October that we'll be celebrating that. So come in and have a look and check out. We've got a couple of displays and we'll be having the author, Lainey Anderson, coming in to do an author talk. So that will be really exciting and a lot of fun. We've got a lot of new titles come in. We've recently done a staff excursion to some local bookshops to really bump up our collection. So come in and have a look at those. They've just now coming through from our tech services department. And we've got an article in Shelf Talk about biography. So if you've never read a biography before and you're wondering whether it's worth it, have a look through Shelf Talk because we've got a great article explaining what they are and where you can find them. And the writer of that article is Erin, our home visits officer, and she is a big fan of biographies. They're one of her favourite genres. We also have fun this weekend for Father's Day. So we have a special story time just on the Saturday at the Civic Centre Library. And then once you've finished story time, we'll have Lego fun. So dads and kids, get yourselves in on Saturday for some storytime fun. We've had a bit of a magazine refresh in both of our libraries, so we've taken down all the titles that weren't being read or borrowed, and we've brought in a whole new lot of titles, one of those being Time, so that's really interesting magazine to read. So if you're into magazines, come in and check them out. And we have really big news that our toy library, we've just acquired the LCI toy library through a whole lot of hard work by library staff and council, made that decision recently. So that will continue as it is currently, and then we'll take that over very soon, and that will be available for our Evanston Gardens Library. So watch that space. It's really exciting news. And also we've got Dinovember coming up, so part of spring, the very last month of spring, we've renamed for the last, I think, 3 years now as Dinovember, and we have lots of fantastic dinosaur activities inside and outside of the library, and they're lots of fun. For all ages, we've got some mosaic crocheting, which of dinosaur pattern, so if you're into trying something new with your stitching, your crochet, definitely book into that one. Then we have a fun activity which will be down at Apex Park on Friday the 17th of October. This is in conjunction with Words Grow Minds and the Children's Centre down at Gawler and District College. And we will be having a great big fun jump, jive, jiggle in the park. There will be story time, songs, roaming animals, craft, glitter tattoos, face painting, and you get to meet our new Doug the Redosaurus. So he'll be popping in to have a Doug disco. So that will be really exciting. So make sure that you put that in your calendars. We can't wait to do that.
It sounds like fun.
Very enthusiastic.
Yes.
We've got school holidays coming up. So have a look. The best way to make sure that you keep ahead of all of that information is to go to our Humanitics account. So if you look on Humanitics for Gawler Libraries, then you'll be able to find it. And then if you follow us and put in your email address, then everything that we publish, you'll get notified, and that way you won't miss out. So, yeah, calendars are available from both of our libraries as well as the new Shelf Talk. And one other thing is Tiny Tales, which is our very popular story time for under twos here at the Civic Centre. We have been given funding from Parent Pathways to hold another session over at Evanston during term four. So we're really excited about that. It means that we can serve more of our community. Yes. And so if you're interested in doing, if you've got toddlers, babies, and you want to come and do some story time at the library, we've got two options. There's Tuesdays here at Civic Centre now and Thursdays at Evanston Gardens.
Because that's the young demographic out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got the primary school next door, so that's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And we have the very, very well attended. We've got lots of mums and dads and grandparents with bubs that come along and they have a great time. So, yeah, it's really nice that we've been able to partner with a someone else and be able to offer that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations, because that's a little achievement.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's a lot of work in trying to do collaboration. And
So,
yeah, great.
Plus getting the toy library, which is also very exciting.
We're going to have a lot of fun cataloguing all of those little bits and pieces. Yes. And then finding somewhere for them to live will be interesting.
Yes, because toys are fun.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Melinda.
You're very welcome, Jeanette. Thanks for having me.
And the links to the program will go up with the podcast. So.
Excellent. Thank you.